Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday night. Once again, this is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Once again, I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S. W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So praise the Lord, and I think that perhaps they've gotten the Blog Talk Radio fixed. I know that as my wife was listening to me on the air last night, she told me she can hear me well live. So it seems to me they may have it fixed, so praise be to God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So before we go into the message today, let us pray. Amen. Let us petition the Lord together for his spirit to be with us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us, who blood contains the power that no man can defeat, that contains the power that makes the devil behave and kneel. Thank you, Jesus. And Almighty God, it was you that has given us access to come before you by faith. We are grateful for what you have done in doing so. And therefore, Lord, we petition you now, today, for the presence of your Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that you would just bless us with your Spirit to be with us as we go into the Word of God today. And so, Father, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. I want to read this scripture from Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Glory to God. And the 11th verse says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." I want to deliver a message today. This past Sunday, in Sunday school, I was sharing a particular thing that the Lord had been dealing with me in my spirit. And I say he may have been dealing with me about this strongly, I say stronger the last, I say, maybe couple of months. And the Lord began to show me some things. And these things he showed me was connected to something. You know, he showed me that how here in the United States, you know, the word of the Lord says there will be troubles within and without the homes, the nation, and the church. And the Lord had me thinking about our brothers and sisters in other countries who are really, and I do mean really, are being persecuted, and some are being killed for the name of Jesus. Not for their birth name, not for their race, not for their gender, but for the faith. And the Lord had been letting me see how here in America, how we have taken for granted the liberty we have for right now. See, over in the other countries where our brothers and sisters are being persecuted, and many of those places over there, they cannot worship openly like we can. Some of them are having service in homes, and the police over there is kicking the door in and beating them and dragging them out. For now, we can go into a building of worship and worship God and not have to think about a policeman, a soldier, kicking the door down and beating us and dragging us out. And the Lord began to show me how small we are in America. And he included those professing to be Christians. Because some of us, there is a building of worship down the street from our house and we won't go to service. Some of us who are in service, who can use this opportunity to learn the word of God, have our mind on other things. We're either thinking about the football game, what time's going to come on, or we're thinking about what we're going to cook, or we're thinking about what we're going to do when we leave there. But our minds is not on learning the word of God. And God is saying in his message, as I read this verse, God is calling for his people to awake. And he showed me how that his people are in a sleep. His people are in a spiritual sleep. And we have taken for granted the liberty we have right now. I want you to understand something. This is why some of you can hear reports in the other countries, what happened with our brothers and sisters, and all you can do is say, oh, they're so bad, oh, they're so sad. But see, God not only had me thinking about them, but he have had me praying for them, okay? Because they are being put, quote, to the real test. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not here to say that none of you ain't went through nothing. But I want you to understand something. We have not faced what they are facing over there. Most of us and most of us haven't been faced with threats with a gun up to your face or being beaten because, once again, we're in America, quote, the land of the free. And for now, we can go out in the streets and say, I love Jesus. And, of course, maybe some people ride by, look at you, think you're crazy. But once again, for now, and notice I keep saying the word for now, you can do that without officers stopping and pulling out their clubs and beating you and dragging you in the car handcuffed and taking you out. But I want you to understand something. That is going to change here. Now, I know that some of you do not want to hear this. And some of you may say, oh, man, we didn't heard you say this before. Oh, man. Well, here's the thing about the Lord. He is what his words say. He is long-suffering and merciful. And God will have this message delivered to you more than once, but he ain't going to have it keep delivering to you forever. And when it comes the time that God stops, only thing I can say to you is watch out. Watch out. some of God's people, we are asleep. We've been lured away into carnal security. Some of us on jobs, we're making, quote, good money, and we're wrapped up in the money. We're wrapped up in the jobs. We're wrapped up in the family. We're wrapped up in all other things but the things of God. And therefore, we are in a spiritual sleep. So we're making provisions for the flesh, trying to please the flesh. Amen? We're wrapped up in there, and now we are in a spiritual sleep. And even when we hear the reports of our brothers and sisters in other countries of what's happening to them, we still haven't awakened. Why? Because we see that that's over there. That's not here. That's over there. You know, I was listening to the China/Hong Kong situation. And I know some of you have been looking in the news where LeBron supposedly had been on the fire because of the comments he made in dealing with that. Well, mostly in dealing with some part dealing with that and dealing with what this owner of the pro basketball team, Houston Rockets, had to say, where it was like he was standing with the people in Hong Kong who standing for freedom of speech and democracy. And LeBron made such a statement. He said, well, he kind of got on the man, the pro owner, saying he shouldn't have made such comments because comments like that have ramifications. It can hurt people financially and all that stuff. Okay. Then this past weekend, Michael Jordan was asked about China, and his answer was no comment. And you start saying, well, I mean, if people is, and once again, if they, in all fairness, in the right, because I kind of looked up the little history of what was going on between China and Hong Kong, and from what I understand, that Hong Kong used to be under Great Britain's rule until 1997. And then Great Britain turned Hong Kong over to China. But Hong Kong got its own judicial laws. But China has passed a law, I think it's called an extradition law. Like if someone do a particular crime or commit a crime, they have to be extradited to China. And that's what Hong Kong residents say, hey, if that happened, we ain't going to get no fair trial. And so they said that their freedom of speech and democracy is solidly to be taken away by China. And so they're supposed to be standing for freedom of speech and democracy because we know that China is a communist nation, okay? So you wrapped up with a communist nation, living in a communist nation, there goes your freedom of speech. So I kind of understand that. And so therefore, some were saying, how come LeBron spoke against that pro-owner speaking showing unification with those of Hong Kong who stand for democracy, and how come Michael Jordan came up with no comment? Well, you hear some say this, and I think that there may be some truth to this. They said because, hey, over there in them countries, they're making their shoes where they're making profit and money off of. Now, I say that to say this. That's how some of us as believers are. We are asleep because what's happening over there, we act like we're not too concerned about it. And I'm talking about our brothers and sisters that are being killed for the gospel's sake. When we, like, once again, when we hear about it, we go, oh, but it's like we're not too concerned. And some of us don't even pray for them. See, we're okay over here because it's not happening here yet. But God wants you to know it's going to come this way. And see, some of you sleep because for the simple fact is, if you look for the past few years, and they're still working on it, notice these laws that they're passing that's contradictory to the Word of God. You got same-sex marriage where they legalize the marriage now. That's contrary to the Word of God. You got, what was that, the former mayor of Houston wanted those to not use Jesus' name in their sermons and all that. See, all these things. And for many of us, it's like, quote, happening right before our eyes. but we are in a spiritual sleep. You're wrapped up in the wrong thing. And the word of the Lord to you is awake, awake. You know, God said in the book of Proverbs, how long would you sleep? That's the question. How long is you going to sleep? Awake. How long is the word of the Lord to you, to his people? How long are you going to sleep? Hallelujah. Many of you are inactive in the things of God. You haven't done anything ministry-wise for the Lord. You go to service. Some of you go to church. You sit in there, and you have made it a regular routine. On Sundays, you go to church, sit there, say a few hallelujahs, do a little clap, say a few amens, and then when they dismiss, that's it. And you don't do no other work for the Lord. You're inactive, okay? And like I shared with y'all back here quite a few times, on different occasions, that I saw myself like that. I went through a space of time, maybe a 4 or 5 year gap, maybe. Well, I was looking like I ain't did nothing, and I started becoming convicted. And it's amazing that some of God's people is not even convicted. That there's no remorse right there to say, hey, you know, I'm supposed to be doing for the Lord. And I ain't done nothing but work a bunch of overtime till I'm tired. When I get home, I don't even study. I eat and I go to bed. Sometimes I do other stuff. I don't even pray. I don't spend no time with the Lord. But when it comes to them saying, hey, you want to work some more overtime, I'm one of the first ones jumping up saying, yeah. You understand that? Hallelujah. In the spiritual sleep, God said, awake, awake, awake. The word of the Lord says that a mighty shaking, then an awakening is going to come. And God brought to my mind that some of these people are like the Philippian jailer. Remember when Paul and Silas, 16th chapter, book of Acts, was put into the jail? Remember the jailer that's supposed to be watching over? Well, when that earthquake came and shook up the prisons, because, see, I see this shaking is going to do two particular things. Number one, it's going to free some people who've been bound by man. There is coming a shaking that's going to free some of God's people who've been in bondage to man. They're going to be set free. And then the other part that shaking is going to do is going to awaken those that are asleep. When you read that 16th chapter Acts, the Bible said the jailer was asleep. And when that earthquake came and shook the prison door and opened it, the Bible said he awoke out of his sleep. And see, there's a shaking. It's going to wake some people that have been spiritually asleep. See, the thing about it, that God had been sending the word to you. To some of you, he had been sending the word in dreams. To some of you, he had been sending other servants of his to you to tell you, hey, you need to come to me. You need to come close to me. You need to spend time with me. You need to blah, blah. You need to do this. You need to arise. And you have been ignoring it. And God said, okay, I have to let the shaking come. And there is coming a shaking, people. The shaking is going to hit America, the church in America, and the homes in America, because there is spiritual sleep in all three areas. Amen. And we have taken for granted, people, we have taken for granted the liberty that we have right now. Amen. The liberty to go openly to a place of worship and worship God. Like I said, in the mother countries, they can't go openly in worship. They have to sneak in worship. Their very lives is on the line. We have not faced nothing like that over here in America. Not yet. Here in America, we're accepting anything. You can practice witchcraft. We say, well, we the land of the free and the brave. As long as they ain't hurt nobody. And I'd be like, you ain't hurting somebody. That's witchcraft. Okay? Amen. I was looking at YouTube yesterday morning, and I don't know when this was posted. I didn't know when it was happening. But I remember they was interviewing Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, and apparently they didn't like what he had to say about homosexuality. And what he did, he just spoke with the word, says abomination is a sin. And so it had a title on there. I don't know who's talking about doing it, but someone is talking about messing with the church tax exempt. And remember, God gave me to tell y'all that on the broadcast back here some months. It either was a month ago or last year that the tax exempt was going to be one of the next things they're going to go for. And I'm telling you, some of us is slick to this. This stuff is being done right in front of your face, but because you sleep. You know, think of yourself when you literally sleep. When you are literally asleep, say in your bed, sitting in the chair, something like that, somebody can do something in front of your face, you don't see it. They can be standing clearly in front of your face, can be licking their tongue out at you, rolling their eyes at you, but you don't see it. Why? Because you're in the sleep. And that's what's happening today. God's people, many of his people, are in a spiritual sleep, and there's things done right before their eyes. And what they say, I don't see it. Now, granted, we don't all see everything, but there's some things that should be seen. And so what it's saying now, so, well, I ain't see that. I ain't seen that. Sometimes so many things are happening, so you ask yourself, where you been? What do you mean you ain't seen it? Where you been? You know? Satan has lulled many God's people into carnal security. Because it's for some of them, it's about how they slang where they use it. It's about making the Benjamins. It's about me getting my new home. It's about me, quote, living comfortable. And that's why we see these shows like Preachers of L.A. and all that, who's trying to show like they're showing you, like, this is the good life, the Bentleys and the big house and cars and sipping on tea like, you know, the, quote, rich folks. Like, this is the thing. Instead of many of them using that platform to warn and to preach repentance and teach repentance, they're trying to show you, okay, you know, God wants you to have this and that, and they come around with big Bentleys and stuff, okay? Like, they're showing you this is the good life, this is the God life, okay? Hallelujah. And once again, like I said, my heart, and God has dealt with me about this, like I said, lately. And I was just thinking about our brothers and sisters over there. I've been thinking about them, and I've been thinking about us over here. Then I went personal, I started thinking about myself. Because people, listen, just think for a minute, a trial you had went through where you felt like you were just about to give up and God came and worked through the nick of time. Now, notice how tough that trial is. Now, just imagine if we shook and shivered over that, what you think going to happen when the greater persecution comes if we ain't ready? See, right now is the time to get ready. The Bible says, do a hardness as a good soldier. You know, when they train soldiers, they don't wait for soldiers to get in the heat of the war to start training them. They train them before time. Why? To get them ready. Okay? Now, some of us act like we're going to wait till the war time and try to get ready. Well, guess what? It may be too late. Because, see, there are going to be some people through these things that's going to happen, they're going to turn away from God. It's going to be some people you knew that was the hallelujah person in the street, the hallelujah person in the church building, everywhere you saw, hallelujah, and when it's at the end, when the smoke clears, they're going to be the ones, some of them are going to just turn away. See, consequences happen when we take the word of God for granted. And, you know, the Lord, you know, is steady pleading with his people. And once again, I start to see this even more clearly. You know, I thought about my brothers and sisters in the back here some months ago, but the last couple of months or so, you know, it just really been with me more concerning them because, you know, I heard about, I think it's the ones over there in China where you have to sneak Bibles to them. But see, right here in the streets of in America, I mean, you can walk with a Bible in your hand and hand it to somebody. I mean, once again, you ain't going to jail getting beat up for it, not right now. But see, what has happened, we have taken for granted that liberty we have. And see, what's finna hit this way? A lot of people finna be shook up because guess what? They finna go to take that away. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I know that some of you that may be listening, you probably looking up in there and say, oh, there you go, talking that stuff again. Okay? You go ahead. Watch. When it's said and done, you're going to see what you've been told. See, here's the thing. God allows his people to plant the seed of the word, okay? Even if you got people, quote, that don't want to hear it. Because, see, it's going to be a testimony against them in the last day. And plus, the fruit of those words that they give you will come to pass. And, see, here's the thing. You know, and I've been looking at how that right now, the way the church world is as a whole, Satan can bring anything or anybody to easily slip up in through the cracks. In fact, the way I see it now, he doesn't have to even use a lot of effort. You know, you got, like I said, gospel singers combining with the secular singers, you know, and there's no standard expressed. There's no, hey, wait a minute, we can't do this because, you know, first of all, you got to be born again. And I ain't talking about your grandmama praying for you. You got to be truly born again. There has to be a surrendering of your heart, a surrendering of your life to God. We can't get up here and do this album. As soon as you do this album, you just walk away and you still dealing with that, living that old life of sin. No, it can't be that. And so now you have some Christians who say, yeah, I'll join in with them. And then some of them say, hey, I'm going to call them to do something on my album. Just because they say, well, I used to be in the church when I was little or grandma prayed for me. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, it's just like I heard one minister say about gospel music. He said gospel music had been both a safety net and a platform, a launching pad. He said, and I noticed this too, thank God for him putting it that way, that you hear people like, when you hear Whitney Houston and all these other singers, what do they just tell you? You know, I got my start in the church, I used to sing in the choir. And I used to wanted to ask them, well, why did you leave? Because they only use their gospel music as a launching pad. Then for others, gospel music is a safety net. When they're not hitting high in the secular world and down, what they do? Oh, I'm going to sing do a gospel album, okay? And then if they do that gospel album and start to become popular again, then what they back to doing? Rhythm and blues. But see, because the church doesn't show a standard in Christ, I guess why not? They can just waltz on in. Do a few songs with some of the well-known gospel singers, and that's it. Amen. That's it. Glory. So he said, it's time to awake. Awake. Awake, people. God is calling his people to wake up. It's time to wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. I see some Christians, they just, and I'm not saying have a worry. I'm talking about having a concern. Some of them are not even concerned about some things that happen, you know, here in this nation. And see, there's so many big-time issues that come up in this nation. And see, people are asking, where's the church? Which is a good question. I said, well, I think she's over there with her head in the sand. Because the devil has become more and more bold in raising up his head and doing what he's doing. Because why? The church has become more scared. The church has literally become more scared. And now because the NBA has some kind of stock in making money, you know, with China, they don't want to say too much. But the leader of the NBA did say that China wanted them to fire that pro basketball owner. They wanted him to fire. They wanted him to fire him. Amen. But the commissioner said he wouldn't do it, you know. But they wanted him to fire him. My Lord. And see, that's how Satan, too, gets his agenda going, too, in people's lives, because people are in bondage to money. Whoever they're beholden to, they're too afraid to lift up their voice against them, you know, when they're doing wrong. And so, therefore, because they're what? They're drawing some financial interest off of them. So I better not say too much, or my interest might get cut off. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Await, people. Await. Like I said, I just been maybe the past couple months strong, just been thinking about our brothers and sisters over there in China. And the other countries as well. And I am grateful for the missionaries, too. I had to pray for them. I am grateful to the ones who say, yes, Lord, send me. And, you know, they set aside their lives here to go over there and preach the word and take the gospel over there to the people in the other nations. Amen. Risking danger, but believing God to protect them. Hallelujah. You know, some your big time televangelists, when they go to these other countries, when they do go there, most of them gonna go to these other countries where they got a big city, they got a McDonald's or Coca-Cola or something like that. Going deep down into the trenches, most of them is not gonna do that. I'm just gonna be straight up with you. Most of them not gonna do that. Okay. They're not gonna go down into the trenches and go to these tribes down there that, you know, maybe many don't know about. They're not going down there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, amen. God said, awake, people. God said, how long will you sleep? God says, it's time to wake up now. Amen. It's time to wake up now. Hallelujah. Don't let this time, don't let the things come up on you unaware. Now, it's going to happen to some, because some of them is not going to hear this message, whether it's God is giving it through me or any other believer. Some of them just simply is not going to hear. But there will be others that will. Amen. Very important message. Very important message. And I pray that those of you that are listening, we hear this message. Hallelujah. Like I said, the awakening is going to come. Shaking is going to have to come first, though. There's going to be a shaking where there's going to be some people that's going to be delivered from the bondage of man. Man have had them under bondage with their words, with their acts, but there coming a shaking that's going to free. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy to be praised and be glorified. And so I've been often thinking about this, about our brothers and sisters in other countries who've been suffering intense persecution. Once again, it's intense persecution, people. Listen, it ain't that, you know, I said something to you now, and I said something to you again next week kind of persecution. No, this is intense persecution. You know, like when ISIS beheaded those 21 men, the Christians, you got a few, was it a few seconds or a minute coverage on it? Boom. They show the tape more than once now, but, you know, and I that was another minister back here about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago during Barack's presidency, where people at Jay Sekulow office, supposed to be Christians, I was talking to them, and they said they had getting a petition to Barack to save the man from over there because he was put in the Iranian prison. In fact, I think the brother was from Iran at one time, moved to the United States, and he went back to do missionary work, and they put him in jail. And from what I last heard, he was pretty low sick the last time, but I haven't heard nothing else. I don't know, has he been brought from over there, or did he pass? I hope he's been brought from over there. But what I'm saying is, people, is that they're going through intense persecution. Intense. And see, many of you fail to understand that you're being told about it because the news is getting to you so you can prepare yourself. But see, some of y'all think, oh, I ain't going to go through that over there. Some of you are holding on to, quote, the rapture because you're saying any day now you can be gone. And others, you think that simply, nah, it's not going to come over this way. Well, I got some news for you. It's coming. It's coming. And these laws that they're coming up with is shaping it, and it's coming. And this persecution, I mean, and some of you, when you see it, you're going to be in awe. You're going to say, I can't believe I'm in such a stuff like this. Because I was so used to seeing them doing that in the other country, but now over here, it's coming this way, people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word. Because his word indeed is a blessing, people. And what it just did, it just really you know, encouraged me even the more to come closer to God. You know, there are some things that I've seen the enemy have been doing in my life that way the Lord have been dealing with me about this situation as of late that I have to say, hey, you know, helps me to keep my mind more on the Lord. Because I'm here to tell you, without him and without resting in him, we can't make it. We got to have him. You understand what I'm saying? It has to be him. We can't make it without him. Amen. So if you have to pray a personal prayer to the Lord, say, Lord, awaken me. Because many of you know that you haven't been doing for the Lord. Many of you know that you have been more wrapped up in your job. Many of you know that. So God said, repent, turn away from it, and come unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. I thank God for being a keeper of his word, and that his word will not return unto him void. Amen. And so before we sign off for tonight, let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I thank you, Lord God, for another time and opportunity. You have blessed us to come together. I pray that as the word I've given, that you would anoint the seed, Father, and bring forth the increase and reveal your truth unto them in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for everyone that was tuning in and listening. And I give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So don't forget, Lord, say the same tomorrow night and Saturday night. It's Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and myself. It's also the voice of the Handmaiden Night. Amen. Look for the advertisements at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So, once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, who is Lord, who is God, and for the strength he gave me to give this message. So, thank God for the word of God. Patch on my brother here. God bless you, brother. Well, he was coming on, but it looked like he ended up being off. So, once again, it's definitely a blessing to be able to be here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you, and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
How many know that Jesus reigns?